Hey everyone, this is Allie, and it is week 4 of Advent. The final anticipation of Christmas is in full swing, and I hope this week of Advent finds you celebrating and ready with all your people and all your gifts. This week is about the love of God and how we experience the love of God best in community. Merry Christmas and enjoy. Hey everyone. Good to be with everybody. My name is Allie Patterson, and I have been doing, on Tuesday evenings, live on Facebook, I've been doing the weeks of Advent, and I explained the first week that I'm a fan of Advent because it helps me to focus on the season and on the Christmas celebration of Jesus when the world around me is kind of celebrating all kinds of other things, which are fun and great. But I like Advent because it sort of centers me on the anticipation and the expectation of the birth of Jesus. And so each week of the past few weeks, we've been going through the weeks of Advent, but because of the holiday and some other things, we're just sort of mixing it up. So just so we can finish it out. You can't start something and then not finish it. So week 4 of Advent, the week of love. Luke 1, starting at verse 26, says this. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God." That's Luke 1, 26 to 30. And I chose that for this week's reading because I think what the angel says to Mary are two huge and amazing components of the love of God. And that's what I want to talk about tonight. The angel says two things to Mary. The first thing that the angel said is, God is with you. So the angel says, God is with you. And the name of the baby that she would then have is God with us. Emmanuel is the name of Jesus. And it means God with us. The fact that we have a God who wasn't content to stay away, wasn't content to watch us struggle from afar. He wanted to come be with us. This is a huge component of love. And you know this even from the people in your own life, right? I need to know that if somebody loves me, that they're actually with me. It's part of even being, even trusting, and to love requires that. We want to know that somebody who loves me isn't going to stand at a distance from me, isn't going to put their hand out or shove me away. They're actually going to come toward me, especially when I'm in trouble or when I'm having a struggle. They are with us. And this is an amazing, huge component of the love of God that we celebrate this week of Advent. It's such a critical part of love that it's the very name of Jesus himself, God with us. God sent his love straight to us. But that's actually not the only thing the angel says. And the other thing I think is harder for us to get our head around, and that is that we're favored. When you think about people that love you, so the angel said, what did he say? You are highly favored. And then repeats that phrase at the end. Don't be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. What if you actually believed that? What would that actually feel like? There aren't probably very many of us that wake up every day thinking, I'm favored. I am chosen and favored by God. And we actually live in that. That's very difficult to sort of get our hands and our arms around, but how would it change things? Who do you feel favored by in your life? When I think about somebody who favors me, I think about my husband. I think about my parents. I think about my best friend. I think about the people who love me the most, who know me the best. And so to be favored by God is, again, an enormous component of the love of God. What the angel came to say to Mary is God loves you, and he loves all the world just like that. You are favored by him, and he is with you. These are the things that make up the love of God, but we really struggle to live in this. I do anyway. I'm going to guess that most of you are with me, and very few of us really can live continuously in this idea that God's love translates into favor. Favor for us and favor for our life. But this is the message of Christmas. See, we have kind of a messed up version of love and favor, I think, in our American society, because I have four kids, so I know how hard we work at telling everybody that they're wonderful and super, and we all get trophies and medals and all of that. And I do. I want to protect my kids. I want to protect their self-image as it's forming and all of that. But actually, it kind of messes up our version of favor. We don't really understand what does it mean to be actually favored. And in a way, it started to be weird. Like, shouldn't everybody? Well, no. Because if you're a favored son or a favored daughter, then you do and should get special treatment in a way. But we can't really convince ourselves of this alone. It's really hard to feel that way in our relationship with God. We actually really desperately need each other. And there's a prayer in the book of Ephesians that I want to pray for us tonight, but I want to share with you right now. And it kind of talks about this idea that we can experience this kind of love, this kind of favor from God better when we do it together, when we actually come together, because the Spirit of God sort of resides most strongly in his people as a collective. And so when we want desperately to feel, to experience the love of God in our life, I have a professor who says that there needs to be a translation of the Bible that says, instead of the word you, uses the collective, which is in the original language, and it would be like y'all. He said we need a y'all translation. And many times when the love of God is being talked about, it's not you experiencing it, it's y'all experiencing it. And so when we want to feel and experience love from God in our own life, so often it's y'all, but we miss that. And so we don't even know to look for it and to look for the experience of that in community. But listen to this prayer in the book of Ephesians. Bear with me. I'm going to read it slowly because it's Paul, and Paul tends to be kind of wordy when he writes. And so I'm going to read this slowly so we can really kind of grasp what it's saying. It's a prayer that he prays out of Ephesians 3. And Paul writes, I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know that this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. So Paul is praying here that y'all may experience the love of God by being together. And he says that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you, together with all the Lord's people, can grasp how big is the love of God in Christ, and that that will fill us to the point of overflowing. But we can't get there alone. Most of us, many of us, wake up every day and we don't necessarily feel the love of God. We don't walk thinking, I'm a favored kid. I found favor with God and he's with me. And so much of that is dependent on our y'all experience of God. And so Paul, in the beginning of this prayer, says, I pray that he may strengthen you with power. But then he goes on to say, power for what? Power that you can feel loved, that you can actually know the love of God, to know that that kind of love is yours, and not just yours, but y'all experience the love of God like that. I had an experience at Woman Camp that I'll share with you real quickly. I was laying in my tent. It was like probably maybe 8 o'clock, 8:30 at night, and I was totally exhausted. I am an introvert. I'm not an extreme introvert, but being around lots of people it takes energy from me. I love it. I love people, but it actually depletes my energy. And so I zipped myself in my tent for a little while, and I was talking with God, and I kind of said to him, like, What I want to feel you right now. I want to feel your pleasure in me. I want to feel your love. And I had the impression as I was listening to the worship that was going on in the main tent at that time, that instead of meeting me inside my tent, that he wanted me to get up and go find him with y'all. That his love for me was there, and that I would best experience it if I would get out of my tent and I would go to the big tent where y'all were. And so it was a really profound example for me of God pushing me toward people so that I could experience his love. And we can best do that when we will be a y'all. And so this Christmas, I would really encourage you to have a y'all experience. I want you to join us for Christmas at Crossroads, and hopefully you have that in your plan. If you don't, and you need to stream it, I want you to stream it with people. If you're near a site and you can get to a site and have a y'all experience in the room with people, I think that it will bless you in that you will feel the love of God in a way that will be impossible alone. And he set us up to push us into his people so that we can know, just like Paul said, how wide and long and high and deep is his love for us. And we, when we gather together, well, it's his way of helping us to feel that, to actually experience that the way that we can't on a day in, day out basis by ourselves. So remember, as we celebrate these last few days of anticipating his arrival, that's what Advent is. We're in the final anticipation of his arrival, the very last week of Advent. And I would encourage you to celebrate by experiencing his love in community. So do that with me, with us. Let's do y'all for Christmas, because I think that that is going to best be the way that we can experience the love of God. And so come with me. Join us as a community, gather together with people, because you are favored and God is with you, and I want you to experience that for yourself. And so let me pray for us. I'm actually going to pray the prayer that Paul prayed from Ephesians 3. So Lord, I pray that out of your glorious riches that you will strengthen all of us with power in our inner beings so that Jesus can dwell in our hearts through faith. And I pray that all of us will be rooted and established in that love, and that we will understand how wide and long and high and deep is your love for us. And to know that it's a love that surpasses understanding and knowledge, and instead it goes straight to our heart and fills us until we're overflowing. I pray this for myself, for my family in Christ, and everyone who's with us tonight. I ask that that would be your gift of Christmas to us. We love you. Amen. Well, hey, everyone, this is Allie. And just like we've been doing each week, I want to leave you with a song. And that song this week is O Come, All Ye Faithful. And the words to me just said over and over, O come, O come, O come, just a call to gather. And that's what I hope you will do to celebrate Christmas and to feel, really experience the love of God for yourself. Some of you, if you are around Eastside, maybe I'll see you at Christmas at Crossroads. If not, then I hope that you are gathered together with people that you love, experiencing the love of God this Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Yeah, yeah. Christ the Lord. Everybody come, gather round, gather round.
baby in a manger. Boy, your castle made. Oh, come let us adore.